Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President-elect Joe Biden campaigned in Georgia today to rally support for two Democratic candidates in the state's Senate runoffs. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Lily Oppenheimer reports Georgians are still focused on getting out the vote, as those January 5th races will determine which party controls the Senate.
Biden said he was happy to be back in Georgia after the Electoral College formalized his victory on Monday. In a drive-in rally in Atlanta, Biden rallied support behind the Democrats' U.S. Senate candidates, Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, and argued Republican incumbents Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue would set back his plans to tackle the coronavirus pandemic.
Look what's happening right now in the Congress. The United States Senate should have passed the coronavirus and economic relief package months ago.
On Thursday, Vice President Mike Pence is set to make his fourth campaign trip to Georgia since the November election. For NPR News, I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Atlanta.
Hundreds of more hospitals across the country are dispensing coronavirus shots to their workers in a rapid expansion of a U.S. vaccination effort targeting frontline healthcare employees first and expanding out from there. At Houston's Memorial Hermann, Texas Medical Center, nurse Allison Miller said it's an honor to be administering the vaccine to her colleagues.
I just hold the weight of what this means for these people who are more on the front lines than I am, and also the opportunity that I've been given to be able to administer this vaccine to them. So it gives me hope, and I know it gives them hope as well.
Meanwhile, on the heels of the FDA's emergency use authorization for a vaccine made by Pfizer, a second drug is moving closer to that point. The FDA saying preliminary analysis of a vaccine developed by Moderna has confirmed its effectiveness. That could mean even more people getting the vaccine in the weeks and months ahead. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio today says the city could need to shut down again because of COVID-19 as soon as after Christmas. NPR's Sally Herships has details.
New York City is dealing with a second wave, 2,000 to 3,000 new coronavirus cases every day for the past week, 10 times what we saw just a few months ago. De Blasio said major steps need to be taken.
I think, unfortunately, I don't say it with anything but sorrow, but I do think it's needed. We're going to need to do some kind of shutdown in the weeks ahead.
The mayor said the pause would resemble restrictions New Yorkers saw in the spring when people were asked, if possible, to work from home. Businesses, including bars and restaurants, had to stop serving customers on site. The mayor said most public schools would remain open, but when it comes to shutting New York City down, the governor has the final word. Sally Herships, NPR News.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 337 points. The Nasdaq rose 155 points. The S&P 500 gained 47 points. This is NPR. Big tech firms are facing hefty fines in both Britain and the European Union if they compete unfairly or fail to protect consumers who use their platforms. That's under terms of sweeping new regulations proposed today. The long-expected reforms of digital regulations being made separately by Britain and the EU are both aimed at reining in powerful tech firms and policing harmful material online. After a brief reopening, London's West End theaters will close tomorrow as the UK government places London on a new pandemic lockdown. Jeff London has more.
A limited number of plays and musicals returned to the West End in early December, among them the popular show Six and a staged concert presentation of Les Miserables. All followed strict COVID-19 protocols with limited audiences, but the recent spike in cases means London's theater district will be locked down for an indefinite time. Julian Bird, chief executive of the Society of London Theater and UK Theater, states the closure will lead to, quote, catastrophic financial difficulties for venues, producers, and thousands of industry workers, especially the freelancers who make up 70% of the theater workforce, urging the government to rapidly provide relief. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
An over-the-counter at-home test for the coronavirus is expected to be on store shelves soon. The FDA today giving its blessing to the at-home test. Consumers can buy without a prescription. A kit from an Australian company allows users to utilize a swab test and get their own results in about 20 minutes. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.